And so, I want to start off with a question. Have you ever been in a place where you felt life is too much to handle? Yep. Been there before. Overwhelming. Anybody ever felt overwhelmed? Absolutely. How about you just feel like that you are drowning? Anybody? Absolutely. Sometimes life is just too hard. Right? Life is distressing. Anybody ever felt distressed before? Absolutely. They felt like life is troubling. You know, David felt that way. David felt that way when he wrote this psalm. And what does this psalm say tonight? It says, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. And so tonight, we want to just bring a few thoughts along this with this scripture. And, you know, in his time, when we're talking about David here, in his time of distress and trouble, there's many, many times that these psalms were actually born out of, what do you want to say, distressing situations and times of trouble that David or the psalm writer or the psalmist had been going through. And so we need to follow David's lead. And what was his lead? When we say that we want to follow his lead, what are we talking about? When we're in times of trouble, we're in times of distress, when we just feel like life is just too much, what did he do? He turned to that rock. He turned to God and cried out for help. And so we need to follow David's lead when these situations arise. And you notice that he didn't turn to anything else. He didn't turn to any other person. He didn't turn to any other God. I want you to think about something. He was the king of Israel. What do you think about that? The highest power there was in all of Israel. Who in the world did he have to turn to? Who do you have to turn to? He was the highest power in the kingdom. He turned to God for help, right? There was no other place to turn, and he turned to God for help. And again, we think about the king. He had absolute power, but there were times when he felt helpless. He felt distressed. He felt overwhelmed. He felt things were just too hard. Things were troubling him. And where did he turn? He turned to God. It says here, I will cry. When my heart is overwhelmed, I will cry unto thee. And so, this was a prayer. You know, this just wasn't a formal prayer. Sometimes we get down, you know, we get down on our knees and we get all comfortable and we look to the Lord for help, or maybe we sit in, you know, sometimes maybe we sit in a comfortable chair and we were praying and we kind of get all comfortable. I don't think this was a time when David was comfortable. This was a prayer of urgency. This was a prayer when he was in trouble and he was distressed. He cried out to God. Have you ever been in a situation? I thought of two situations, and I know there was more. I know there were more. There was at least more than one situation in my life where I cried out to God for help. I didn't have time to get comfortable. It was a prayer of urgency. Think about a time when I was about 15 foot up on a ladder and that ladder just starts sliding sideways. I'm going, and I didn't have time to get comfortable. All I had time to do was hang on and say, God help me. I also thought about another time in my life where, actually, I thought about Brother Nolan back here. Did you have time to get comfortable when you were sliding off that roof? But I'm sure you said, God help me, right? How about when a car is about ready to hit you head on? You have time to get comfortable? It's a prayer emergency. God help me. Or how about when you're being persecuted and you're being bullied? Do you have time to get comfortable? You cry out to God for help, right? God help me. I need help. I'm in a time of distress right now. I need help. How about when the enemy is harassing you unmercifully? I think we all can identify with this. Have you ever had the enemy come in and just harass you? Maybe it's temptation. Maybe it's regrets. Maybe it's multitude of things. You just had the enemy come in and harass you, and you don't have time to get comfortable. You just you cry out to God for help and say, God help me. I need help. So David was crying out to God for help. Why? Because he was overwhelmed. And I think that we all can identify with that. We get overwhelmed at times. And you know, it's times when we just don't have time to get comfortable, and we have to cry out for God. And we have to cry out to God for help. I believe David, again, was in one of these situations that says, from the end of the earth. Well, what does that mean? David realized it did not matter. It did not matter where he was at. It didn't matter if he was in his palace. It didn't matter if he was out in the wilderness. It didn't matter if he was in a cave. It didn't matter where he was at. He could cry out to God for help. And young people, there are no limitations as far as where we have to be. We don't have to be in that church building. We don't have to be in this situation right here. We don't have to be in the comfort of our home. We can be anywhere. There are no limitations when it comes to when we need help, God is going to be there. So, David realized this, and it did not matter. So we don't have, again, to be in any particular situation for God to hear our prayer or any place. And what a wonderful thing to know is that we have access to God wherever we go, young people. We have access to God. And so, you know, we may look at this phrase in maybe just a little bit different way tonight. Paul, called us what? What type of vessels? Earthen vessels. I want to look at this. I want you to think about something here. Paul called us earthen vessels. And so if we take this phrase right here, from the end of the earth, what does that mean? When I come to a place where I can't do any more. When I can't do any more, so in other words, this earth, I can't do any more. There is nothing in my power that can change a situation, can put me in a different place, in a different time. I've come to the end of this earth. Says, I'm going to cry out to God. I'm going to cry out to God because that's my only help. When I've exhausted everything, you know, and sometimes, you know, the sad part is we go through life and we think, I can handle this. I can do this. I've got this. And we come to a situation in our life, we find out that we don't have it. We don't have it. And sometimes we go to God as a last resort. We go to God as a last resort. And when we finally get to the point where we reach out to God, we're crying out to God, and we say, God, I need help. What does God tell us sometimes? I've been right here waiting on you. I've been right here waiting for you to ask me. And all we had to do, and when we got into the situation in the first place, is go to God for help, right? You know, I like what Brother Mike said in his message not too awful long ago. when he was talking about healing. And you know, back in bygone eras, you might say, I was thinking about some history, and I think I was thinking about George Washington. You know, George Washington died of something that was very, very common in our day. And they said, really, with antibiotics, he would have taken some antibiotics and he would have lived. But that's not the way medicine worked back then. And so, back in bygone years and years ago, you know, you couldn't depend on medicine, you know, as far as that was concerned. And people turned to God. People turned to God for their help. People turned to God. But I'm not saying that we can't do that today as well. But medicine's come a long way. The medical field has come a long way. And some things that are very, very common, we can get treated very, very easily. But however, the point being is, sometimes we turn to God as a last resort when we should turn to God in the very first place, right? David here was in a situation where he said, I'm overwhelmed. God, I need your help. And if we would just do that more. And you know, and as we do that more, you know, our confidence in God and where we, you know, we put our trust in God, we'll do that more and more and more. But he says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? You know, I think about also, before I get to that point, it says, you know, I think about little children. Got little grandchildren every once in a while. They get stuck. There's a place in our couch where little Jace got his leg down in. He got it stuck. Well, he couldn't get it out all by himself. So what's he do? He cries for help. You know, you think that's why. It's a pretty simple example. But you know what? We're not too far away from what those little children are, believe it or not. We're helpless creatures. We're helpless creatures. And if we would be like the little children when they get stuck, and we get stuck a lot of times. All right? We get stuck, and what do? We're trying to pull, and then we ask for somebody else, try to pull me out. If we just turn to God and say, God, I'm stuck. I need help. God's going to be right there to pull us out, right? Just like Papa, I'll run over and pull him out of that crack, get his foot unstuck. But he says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. So what does that tell us? That we're putting our trust and confidence in God. And I want you to think about his weights are so much higher than ours. And I think about, you know, Sister Perseus. I'm going to use her as an example tonight. She doesn't have eyesight. And so sometimes she depends on people, especially in unfamiliar territory, she depends upon people to lead her around, right? To make sure she gets to that place safely. And God's in that high place, right? He knows the way. The Bible tells us he knows the way that I take, right? However, to get to that higher place, we need God to guide us. We need God to guide us. And when we get to that place, it's a place of safety. It's a place of refuge. But it's so much higher than where we're at. We need to know how to get there, right? So the psalmist is saying, lead me. How many of us today pray that God will lead us?
Right.
Do we pray for God to lead us? To guide us? To direct us? That ought to be a daily prayer of ours. Lord, guide me. Direct me. Lead me. Your way is so much higher than mine. But also when we get into these times of trouble, We need to look to God and say, lead me to that place of refuge. He knows where it's at. He knows where it's at. You know, sometimes I read books. You know, I always think about some of these Westerns written by Louis L'Amour, and they talk about some of these places that they go hunt for places of refuge. Caves and shelves and places that you would not see with the naked eye. But people would lead them to those places of refuge. And here David is asking God, lead me. Lead me to that place of refuge. These places are so much higher than I. I can't get there alone. Lead me. Lead me to that rock. Lead me to that place of safety. And young people, you know, you think, you know, as young people, and I was there once before, that you have the world by the tail, you might say. But soon we find out that if we're not careful, the world's going to have us by the tail, right? And we need God's leadership. We need God's help. But also in the time of trouble, we need Him to lead us to that place of refuge. And so tonight, He knows where that refuge, where that place of refuge is. And God's ways and promises, again, are so much higher than ours. And we need God, again, to lead us. And I thought about this song tonight. And I'm going to pull it up here real quick. Again, don't have too many thoughts, but I thought about this tonight. If I pull that up, yes. So, Fanny Crosby wrote many, 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 many hymns. But I thought about this, first verse right here. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. Have you ever seen clefts in a rock before? Or when you want to say gashes in a rock, it might be just enough for you just to kind of work and wiggle your way into. But He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. What is that? It's a place of refuge. It's a place of safety. A place where we're sheltered from whatever is bothering us. It could be anything. But anything that's bothering us, He'll shelter us in that cleft of the rock. But it also says, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of His love. And I think about that cleft here. He covers me there with His hand. Not only does he put us in that cleft or guide us to that cleft, but He puts His hand over top of it then. It's that hiding place where we're hid or we're sheltered from the enemy. So think about that tonight. David was in a terrible, terrible place. And he's saying, God, I need Your help. Lead me to that rock that is higher than I. And I think about that cleft. There's a cleft up there that God can take. He sheltered David in. He put His hand over top of it. That way, he was hidden away from the enemy. He was protected from the enemy. And He can do that for us today, too. He can do that for us today. God has not changed. Remember, the Bible tells us, God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And what He did for David, He can do for us in the time of trouble tonight. He can do that for us. But if we go back to our scripture, we'll finish out with this second verse. If we go back to the scripture, not only will He hide us, He'll put us in that cleft of the rock, but also He says, for Thou hast been a shelter. That's that cleft.
that shelter for me, a strong tower from. I want you to think about it. Have you ever been somewhere? You've been in a tower. Many of those towers are way up high. You're safe from whatever's going on down on the ground. So he's got you up there. But also, I want you to think about this. You go to that place where that tower is at. And actually, we went to Put-In Bay. All right, we went to Put-In Bay, and they have a tower there in Put-In Bay that is actually Perry's Monument. Has anybody ever been to Perry's Monument before? Well, it's a monument. It's a monument built to commemorate the Battle of Lake Erie during the War of 1812. And I forget how high this tower is, but when you get down there, you know, you're standing around, you don't see a whole lot. But when you get up in that tower, you have this big view. You're looking down on everything. You have this view, and you can see a lot more clearly from way up high than what you can down on the ground. And God will take not only shelter us in that tower, but then we can also see. You know, we sing that song, or that song's been sung, His ways are much higher than mine. And God will take us to a place sometimes where we can look down on the situation. Sometimes when we're in the situation, all we see is, what do you want to say, just a small, minute part of what we're going through. But we get up in that tower. God places us in that tower, and we're looking down on the whole situation. And we see things as God sees it. It changes our perspective a little bit. Changes our perspective. But also, when we are able to see those things, you know, we're able to see that view of everything that's going on, you know, it brings a calmness, it brings assurance that God's got things under control. There's a lot of pieces, there's a lot of parts working. And God shows us, God gives us a glimpse of that every once in a while. And he said, I've got this under control. And what is our job? What is our job? It's to cry out to him, and not only cry out to him, but put our trust in him tonight. And so, young people, are we crying out to him as we ought? And not only are we crying out to him, are we putting our trust and confidence in him tonight? If you haven't yet, you're going to face situations in this life that we just cannot handle. And who do we need to turn to? We need to turn to God for our help tonight. He'll shelter us. He'll keep us. He'll guide us. He'll direct us. But what do we have to do? We have to put our faith and confidence in him tonight. And are you doing that? Are you putting your faith and confidence in him tonight? David did. David's trust was in him all throughout the Psalms. You can read where David said, "My faith and my trust is in thee, O Lord." Is that where our faith and trust is tonight? Or are we trying to trust in other things? Are we trying to trust in our own strength? Are we trusting in other people? Are we trusting in other things? And I'm not saying as far as people are concerned. You know, there's a lot of people we can go to get some counsel, to pray with us or whatever, but ultimately it comes down, do we truly trust in God? Do we truly trust in God? Is that where our faith and confidence is tonight? And so, just like David, when we feel overwhelmed, when we feel distressed, when we are in times of trouble, we need to cry out to him and say, God, I need your help! I need your help. And if we truly put our faith and confidence in God, God will come through. God will come through. And so tonight, where is your trust at tonight? Where is your trust at tonight? So we'll turn it back over to Brother Ben.